Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says last week's terrorist attacks did not affect the long-term prospects of the U.S. economy. He warned the Senate Banking Committee yesterday that the strikes could cause short-term damage in consumer spending, which accounts for two-thirds of the nation's economic activity. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Bank of Television sets at the Good Guys store in San Diego no longer shows wall-to-wall tragedy. The screens are now filled with stock car races and music videos as shoppers and store employees try to put last week's events behind them. Manager John Johnson says no one felt like buying anything the first few days after the attacks. He says sales began to rebound on Tuesday of this week.
That was actually the busiest day that we'd had in about 10 days. And I think that's good. I personally felt, you know, when I started thinking clearly again, we got to continue on giving back to the economy. We don't want to stop and sit on our money and worry about things that might happen because we can actually cause them to happen.
Indeed, a sharp drop in consumer spending could worsen the nation's already unsteady economy. That prospect worries John Huber, who runs a men's clothing store in Ames, Iowa.
Merchants are very concerned about where are we going to be at Christmas time. I mean, that's a long ways down the road, but then it's not that far away.
Some chain stores saw their sales fall more than 50% last Tuesday. At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the drop was only 10%. But spokesman Tom Williams says the effects were visible for the next several days.
There was shopping in the morning, but as the day went on, the stores were getting quieter and quieter as people returned to their homes to watch television and watch the events unfold and be with their families.
People who did shop at Walmart last Tuesday stocked up on batteries, candles, and gas cans as though a big storm were coming. Those items soon gave way to American flags and TV antennas. William says by the weekend after the attacks, sales had returned to normal.
I was in some of our stores over the weekend, and there was a very warm feeling in America. And even though the stores were crowded, you know, everybody was easygoing, and some people who knew each other were hugging in the aisle. So it was a very positive experience in light of everything that had happened to us in the previous few days.
Of course, it's one thing to restock the refrigerator and quite another to go out and buy a new fridge. Retail analysts say sales of big-ticket items will take longer to recover. The pickup trucks at Jim Skinner Ford in Birmingham, Alabama, all sport American flags on their antennas. But General Sales Manager Ed Bowen says they're moving off the lot much more slowly than last month.
A little slower even this week than we expected. We thought it might pick up after Monday, but it's actually a little slower than it was last week.
Keonti Cleggett did buy a new car this week. The Birmingham Rider says she's needed one for a while and felt buying was one way to strike back at the terrorists.
It makes me feel good to kind of keep the economy rolling, and that's kind of my contribution a little bit to going back to normal.
Even normal retail sales are not exactly robust, though. Michael Namira tracks chain store receipts for the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi.
The first week of September, the sales already had slowed, so it wasn't a great picture going into the September 11th event.
With consumer confidence in doubt after the terrorist attacks, that picture is now even cloudier. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
The first new Broadway musical of the fall season opened last night at a time when most shows are playing to near empty houses. Last week's terrorist attacks have kept many tourists away from New York, forcing half a dozen Broadway shows to announce they'll close this week. Jeff London reports.
A couple of days after the attack on the World Trade Center, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said, if you really want to help New York City, come to New York. Go to a play. Who knows, you might even get tickets to the producers. And by Thursday of last week, the producers and every other Broadway show was back in business. But with very few exceptions, attendance was sparse. Broadway's box office was down 80% from the previous week, and most shows suffered six-figure losses, says Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers.
One of the difficulties is that the Broadway business, despite its prominence, is really very small capital investment-wise. And even a few $100,000 loss in a weekly period is too much for most shows to bear.
So, this Tuesday, five Broadway shows put up their closing notices, says Charles Isherwood of Variety.
Now, most of those shows were not doing terribly well anyway. And I think most people are not so much worried about that specific figure of five shows announcing a sudden closing as they are about the general health of the long-running shows, which really exclusively at this point rely on tourist audiences.
And indeed on Wednesday, the producers of the Tony Award-winning revival of Kiss Me, Kate announced that it was closing this weekend. Broadway stalwarts like The Phantom of the Opera and Rent are struggling to stay alive as New York's tourist industry slumps. Yesterday, producers and unions announced an agreement to cut labor costs for five struggling shows by 25%. The mayor's office is reportedly putting together a financial package to assist Broadway. But according to Variety's Charles Isherwood, the upcoming season has already been affected.
One show, a revival of Stephen Sondheim's Assassins, canceled its production for obvious reasons.
This Wednesday evening, there was an unusually short line at the half-price ticket booth in Times Square. One well-dressed couple in their 50s, wearing red, white, and blue ribbons in their lapels, stood waiting for tickets. They said they'd just come from a wake at a funeral home on Manhattan's Upper West Side.
We walked down from Campbell's on 81st Street. I said to my wife, why don't we go to a Broadway show while we're here and have dinner?
What are you going to try and see tonight?
Oh, something light, like the Full Monty or 42nd Street or something like that, something to kind of cheer us up a bit.
In 1941, after Pearl Harbor, people flocked to see comedies and musicals. But some industry analysts think it might take months for today's Broadway to recover. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.